I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. So, Britain has a new royal baby. It almost feels like the world has a new royal baby. And today, that baby boy had his first photo op. He may not have a name yet, but everyone seems happy. Well, nearly everyone.
The speculation, the endless speculation, a couple of texts coming in to the BBC. Come on, BBC, people do have babies. Stop saying the same thing over and over. Give us the rest of the news. What a load of sycophantic rubbish, says another.
Time to move on? Not quite. We wondered what kind of upbringing this child will have and how different it might be from those of his parents and grandparents. Here's The World's Nina Porzucchi.
During World War II, a 14-year-old Elizabeth, the future Queen of England, addressed the nation.
In wishing you all good evening, I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions. Thousands of you in this country have had to leave your homes and be separated from your fathers and mothers. My sister, Margaret Rose, and I feel so much for you, as we know from experience what it means to be away from those we love most of all.
The war separated her and her sister from her parents for weeks on end. She was left with a nanny. But that's not necessarily anything new in royal life. If anyone was used to it, it was a royal child, according to Mandy Littlefield, who writes the blog Mandy's British Royalty.
The way her father was raised, King George VI, they were mostly with nannies most of the time, and they would go in and actually just visit their parents maybe once in the morning and then once again before bed.
And when Elizabeth became a parent herself, she would continue the trend, being away from her children. It was part of performing her royal duties, says her first cousin Margaret.
I think a lot of people slightly criticized the Queen for going off on trips abroad, which in those 1950 days usually meant actually almost away for up to 6 months. Again, the word duty superseded the mother's love.
Though slow, there has been some progress in royal parenting. Sure, they got divorced, but when William was born, Charles was the first modern royal father in the delivery room, a far cry from his own father, who was off playing squash when he was born. And the royal couple didn't leave young William behind with the nanny, but brought him along, at 1 year old, on long travels abroad.
Camera, that's right.
That's William, age 2, at his first press conference on Kensington Palace lawn. The word that William says, if you didn't catch it the first time, is camera. Running away from his doting parents, he is fascinated by the many cameras in front of him.
William was quite determined to have a close look at those cameras and gradually inched his way towards them.
Look, do you see this thing?
Have a look through, William. Let him have a look through.
Do you want to have a look? Have a look through there. Look. You can see all those people at the other side. Look, see. Look through there. You see the faces? The people in there. Look at them. Trapped.
Perhaps the scene is the most telling predictor of what adulthood had in store for him. And for his son, what will his first words be? For The World, I'm Nina Porzucchi.